We had a cookout tonight too. I don't really like them. I guess it sounds like I'm complaining. I'm not. It's just that it's so hot. It's about 100 and 110 degrees, and it's so hot up there. They're barbecuing. I feel so sorry for the cooks. We had grilled ham steaks tonight and a macaroni salad. And because it's a medical and dental corps birthday, I didn't even step for the cake cutting ceremony because, you know, it's so hot that you can't stand it. And there's no, and there is one area that has a canvas cover over it, but it's stifling underneath that. So I just took my food and came on down here and ate down here. I much prefer going to the boardroom to eat. I don't enjoy eating out up there at all. However, it's a diversion, you know, and they think it's nice, and they mean to be helpful and all. They mean to try to give you a little diversion, so you can't complain too much about things. Let's see, what else? Oh, you mentioned, I got a letter from Ruth, and when she told me she was going to go to Hartford, and one of my corpsmen was going home. He's from Hartford, and he left last week, and he promised he'd call on Joe and Uncle George for me and say hello. He's a nice boy. His name is Novak. And I'm glad Mary Ellen was able to get home. And I got a tape from Peggy Lutby. And remember the fellow that used to cut my hair? Or if ever I'd be over there by the name of Prosper. I really never knew how old Prosper was. And he was a slight, thin little man and very careful about his diet. You know, he had a shock and died about a week ago. I was awfully sorry to hear that. I'm glad that Monsignor's 50th anniversary went so well, and I'm glad that you like your dresses. I'll try to see what I can do when I get to Hong Kong. Uncle wrote me that Father Dion was being changed. I know Uncle seemed to like him pretty well. I hope that whoever he gets is good and it doesn't give him a whole lot of static. Seems to be so much of that going on. Because, you know, Phyllis and everybody, I told you Phyllis and Jack made a tape, and Kathy, and she told me her cast was off. And they keep making references to things that have happened. You know, we don't get the news. We get very little news. There's at least I don't get it. There's an Armed Forces radio. And my magazines, well, National Geographic, but America hasn't been coming. So, sometimes it comes and sometimes it doesn't. I've about given up. But Phyllis said that Kathy was wishing that John's sweater would shrink when she sent it to the dry cleaner so that Kathy could have it. But I have bought enough yarn to make Kathy's sweater, and if I have time, I'll do it. That's finding the time to do these things, so I just don't have time. And I guess that's good, because you hear people talk about being bored out to sea, but I can't say that that's the case. I would sometimes would like a variety of things. By the way, open up those boxes because I do send, because in the one I've enclosed some pictures. I hope you get a kick out of the pictures. It's very nice of Uncle to have that album. I think that's very grateful to him for. I was thinking about buying an album myself, and I just think it's nice to see, you know, some of the things that isn't the greatest camera in the world or anything, although I'm thrilled with it, but at least you get to see some of the places and some of the things and where we are and all. Let's see, what other news do I have? The mail hasn't been very good. We've had some slow mail of late. We get it in a week. It doesn't come. Now, I know, Dad, you told me to cut the other side of this tape and everything if I was running out of things to say, and I truly intended to. Then I got going, and I kept on going, thought, well, I probably have a lot more that I can talk about, but I'm just about run out of words. We're up off Ubai, and we're underway, but I don't know where we're going. I finished my case last night. I finished our casualties crawl into bed. Excuse me for yawning. Just getting ready to crawl into bed when the phone rang and they had another case down there. It wasn't a casualty. It was somebody that had been in the hospital, and I was furious because the doctor sat down there and played cards all night when he could have got the case done. And don't you think he wasn't told? Because, believe me, he was. I mean, you know, I have some shame in me, Dad. I know that the nice part of me you always consider on Mom's side, but I have some shame in me, and I'm perfectly capable of telling them off when these things need to be done. And sometimes they need to be done rather frequently. We have lots of new doctors. One is from Northampton. Oh, he's not worth a pot of blowing himself to bits. Really isn't. And that Mazzolini from Holyoke, he's another one. You can take him and shove him. He is a typical Holyoke as far as I'm concerned. Anything to create problems. The latest thing he's decided he wants to do is do away with night chow, which means 11:30 to 2:30. Would that raise a ruckus? Since he's come here, he's tried so hard. First of all, our mess bill isn't any less, but our food is considerably worse than it was before. It's unbelievably bad. The other day we had a kind of a shrimp salad, plus a macaroni salad, plus potatoes. Now, how can you ever lose weight on a diet like that, you know, or even maintain any kind of a weight? And anyhow, everybody complains about the food. Anyhow, I hope that, I just realized that the volume was way down on this side, so I hope that you can hear it better on this side. I mean, now that I've raised it. But we have a couple of other doctors that are new and are real good. You know, they're young. But we have one, I guess I shouldn't, well, it's sort of hospital gossip, I guess, but we have one doctor who's a plastic surgeon, and I mentioned him to you, came from Beverly Hills, California. His name is Larry Seifert. And I don't know what he thinks, where he thinks he is, but he just doesn't get the picture. You know, he talks about repairing a nose or something like that, or building up a face when some kid's got both legs blown off. He just doesn't get the picture. And he have a nice looking scar on the face, but the kid's a corpse, you know. So it's very, of course, I don't have all the tolerance in the world for this stuff now. I mean, I really don't. I think you have to shape up pretty fast, and you've got maybe 2 or 3 days to do it in, and that's about all. And nobody likes it. No one says it's easier. It's going to be pleasant, but you just can't think that you're practicing in Beverly Hills, California. Well, the kids, my kids, they call him Harry Hollywood. They've got all his sterile equipment marked Harry Hollywood. Oh, poor Harry. His name is Larry, but Harry Hollywood. He just doesn't... Oh, I don't know whether to feel sorry for him or angry at him, because he just can't seem to understand what's really going on. It's like the hand ringers, you know. Well, this is terrible. This is terrible. Yes, it's terrible, but this is the way it is, and you just have to go along and do the best you can to help these people. Or sometimes you'll say, oh my Lord, we're so busy, we've got 4 casualties in. And you look at them and say, we're not busy. I mean, you know, this is nothing. But, and sometimes they need somebody to ride herd on them. Oh, there's the phone again. The phone is right outside my door, and so I have to answer it. Lots of times it's for me anyway, so I can't stand letting it ring and ring and ring and ring and ring. But anyhow, as I said, I guess after a while they'll get settled down. Well, some people never do. You know, they never really understand that it's not a game that they're playing. That he has something to do today. This Harry Hollywood, and one of the nurses set up the whole bit. And old Harry never showed up for it because he went to a beach party instead. And it just things like that, it's just so strange. I think the girls, on the whole, perhaps because all of them are volunteers, adjust much more rapidly and much better than the fellows do. I truly believe that, because they all have requested duty over here, and you hear less complaints. I know people talk about women gossiping, but the women on the ship don't gossip, and they don't complain. It's a strange thing. Just a minute. Now, all these interruptions. Well, listen, I'm going to close now anyway, because I think that I can't think of anything else to say, and I'm going to go out on deck for a little while before the sun goes down. Well, as the sun goes down. If I go out before the sun goes down, I have to wear a hat. If I don't, I don't have to wear a hat. And you know me, I don't want to wear a hat, so I'm going out, okay? And I'll just let the rest of this run out, and the next time yet, I will take your advice and cut the tape off. So I'll write soon, and be careful, and take care. And oh yes, when I get to Subic, I'll look into the Eagle golf balls, Pop. We'll see you, and bye for now.